join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, that was an interesting segment with Rudy. Robert, Mary, now back with you for more RM World Travel before we put a wrap on hour one today. And it's time for Destination Spotlight number 38 in our series, located in the 48th state in our nation, admitted to the Union just in 1912, known as the Grand Canyon or Copper State. Before we focus on the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
It's a new year, so why not upgrade to a premium travel experience with the Platinum Elite Collection from Travel Pro? It combines thoughtful innovation with sophisticated style, and we think it's Travel Pro's best luggage line yet.
You know, you can also take travels to new lights with their MaxLite 5 line like Rudy, as it's as durable as ever and ultra lightweight. Listen, folks, whether it's their Platinum Elite, MaxLite 5, or any of their collections, frankly, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Check them out at travelpro.com for info, specials, and more. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
And now we're headed to the considerably warmer city of Phoenix,
as
Steve Moore, their tourism CEO, is holding on the line.
Nice to meet you, Steve, at least via the phone. Welcome to RM World Travel and our Destination Spotlight on Phoenix.
Good morning and welcome to Phoenix.
Well, we appreciate that. It's a lot warmer than where we are here in the New York area right now with everything going on. I'm going to start off, though, with something that's clearly important to travelers as well as, you know, critical to the growth of any top city, and that's the airport. Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport is extremely easy to navigate with excellent offerings for travelers. The car rental location is a little too far away, in my opinion, but the airport itself, it's a winner and consistently top-ranked. That wasn't always the case, Steve, and living here in the New York area, frankly, I would trade all three of our major airports for Sky Harbor. So what say you about your airport?
Well, the points guy rated it as the friendliest airport, easiest airport in the country. And what we just opened is Terminal 3, which is a brand new facility. It's enormous with lots of local restaurants as well as the national chains that are very helpful to the passengers that know the brand, such as Shake Shack. But we also feature local restaurants and chefs and local sources. So the airport's doing great. By the way, we're working on that garage. There'll be a train from that garage to the terminal.
Well, that's good news, though. Right? So then it'll be maybe one of my favorites out there. I like that. So
all right, so great experience with the airports. And then when people land, Phoenix. So when I think of Phoenix, I think of golf, tennis, really an outdoor lifestyle, great resorts, spas. But the downtown area has really grown in recent years, along with the surrounding areas. So you kind of offer a little bit of an urban feel as well. Are you enjoying that evolution, and how is it impacting your tourism?
Very much so, and less than 4 miles from the airport. It's probably the closest large airport to any municipality or urban. And the downtown has exploded. Our convention center and hotel packages began coming online 10 years ago. Arizona State University has over 12,000 students now attending class downtown, as well as all of our major sporting facilities are downtown, and a biomedical community and campus that's open. On top of about 65,000 workers that come to town each day, we're seeing an explosion of growth in urban core. Close to 25,000 people living in downtown, with about 8,000 more units coming online in the next 18 months.
That's excellent growth. I love seeing that. You know, as we're now into a new year, I mean, are there some things for 2019 that travelers in our audience should know about Phoenix, you know, maybe if they haven't visited or they haven't visited recently?
Well, again, the new terminal is going to make it very much of a sense of arrival in the airport. You're coming in from carriers like United and Delta, et cetera. But that's one major thing that you see. The other is that we're expanding light rail. It currently runs 26 miles throughout the city and the county, and there's going to be an extension of that that goes further south of the city by next year. But what you're seeing is this resort collection you mentioned, and it is we've had over $2.4 billion of resort hotel acquisition and renovation, and all of it is opening in 2019. I'll give you an example. The Phoenician Resort is transforming the experience there. And is a destination resort, not unlike you see in Laguna Niguel and perhaps even at the Broadmoor. So the Phoenician is coming back out this spring, and it is just an enormous transformation.
You know, two things I'm going to ask you. First, in a couple of weeks, Cactus League Baseball gets underway. We're going to have spring training out there again. And I know that's a big draw to the Valley of the Sun for folks. But what do you enjoy most about the area? Personally, I want to know that. And then, you know, we always like to ask people when they're
fun
on the
facts.
Show with us. Yeah, give us a fun fact or something that you find most surprising about Phoenix that you think will entice listeners to come visit.
I would have to say the hiking, in particular the Desert Botanical Garden. It's about a 140-acre garden, 50,000.
I've never done that before.
Yeah. Right now we have an electric desert that's going until middle May. A light and sound display in there. And the fun thing about the Desert Botanical Garden is you can go at night and see things that come out at night as well as during the day anyway. The musical instrument museum is the only one of its kind in the country.
Okay.
And that's 6,800 different instruments. This is where they've repaired Paul McCartney's guitar, Willie Nelson's, even Elvis had some of the models there.
Well,
so that's always surprising.
So what's that one fact? You got about 10 seconds.
It's the fifth largest city in America, and we're less than 3 hours to the Grand Canyon. We are the gateway to the Grand Canyon.
That you are, and that is a great place to hop, no question. Steve, listen, we really appreciate the time today. Folks, if you want to find out more, very easy website, visitphoenix.com. We hope you have a nice weekend. All right, Steve?
Thank you. Enjoy.
Steve, thank you. Take care.
All right. A lot of energy, I would say, Mary, out in Phoenix.
Absolutely.
For sure. Especially everything going on in the building of the area.
It's a great city.
Folks, the clock is ticking down right now, so that's going to do it for hour one of the program this week. Don't forget that you can find all the places that we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. Hour two is straight ahead, and we're going to get to that right after this top of the hour break. So stay with us on this station or online, and we'll be back to talk more everything and anything in the world of travel with you, including a quick check-in right after this top of the hour break with the CDC in Atlanta.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.